Everybody loves mint, right? I guess it depends on how minty it is. Does it taste like real mint or does it taste like my Crest toothpaste? Because nobody wants their mint to taste like their Crest toothpaste covered in chocolate, right? So I guess it depends on the various levels of mint for me personally.
If it's now, those Girl Scout cookies, though,
oh, those are amazing, right? Oh, those are amazing. Stuff. Now, I also love myself a good thin mint. That's actually my favorite part of when I eat at Olive Garden is they bring me a mint at the end of it. And it's got the layer of little layer of green and then a layer of chocolate. That's actually my favorite part of my meal at Olive Garden, to be quite honest. I do love myself some good chocolate mint. But again, it depends on how minty it's actually going to be. Yeah. I don't need my Crest to taste like
now,
chocolate.
Now, you're probably not a peppermint patty fan, are you?
In small doses, like if I'm going to have a peppermint patty, I actually love them cold. I won't eat them warm, just like right out of the package, because I feel like the mint's a little too overpowering. If you get them cold, then they're a little bit better. I do love junior mints, though. Junior mints are one of my favorites as well. Now, I eat them kind of weird, and my husband just laughs at some of my food quirks, because when I eat a junior mint, I cannot just pop it into my mouth. I actually have to squish it. Don't ask me why I have to do that. I have to squish it, and then I can eat my junior mint. It's kind of the same way I eat a roast beef sandwich. If I go to somewhere that serves, like Arby's, for instance, I don't actually just eat the roast beef sandwich. I take the top bun off and then I eat all of the roast beef with a fork and then I eat the juice soaked bun. Don't ask me why I do that. Okay. I've done that since I've been like 3 years old.
I have to smush all of my sandwiches. When I make a sandwich, I have to smush it. It's not, it's just not a proper sandwich if I don't smush it down a little bit, but I get it. Yeah,
Corey hates watching me eat a roast beef sandwich. Every time we go there and I order one, he's like, God, no, 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 no. That's all he says to me because he knows I'm going to take it apart. And then he's like, you're just eating meat juice. And I'm like, I know, but it's good on the toasted bun, right? Yeah. Like it soaks up into the bun and it's got a really rich, yummy flavor. I do enjoy it. So obviously I don't do gluten anymore, so I don't have a roast beef sandwich very often. But I that's how I always ate them. And my peppermint and again, my junior mints, I have to squish those. A lot of things I have to eat cold. Yeah, he gets really tired of my food quirks. Like they're a little out there, some of them.
It's the little things in life, right?
None of my food can touch on a plate. Like it's a thing. Like I can't do it.
I remember that one.
Yeah, like there was a long time when I had like the divided plates and everything because
it one is
really
a little weird.
It bothered me to have my food touch. I couldn't handle it. Like it there's something in my brain that this is this food. And then he also laughs at me because when I do have a plate full of food, I don't eat like a bite of everything. Like I eat all of one thing at once and then I eat the next thing and I save my favorite thing for the
See, I'm exactly the same way. I'm stunted that way. I'm the perpetual like 5-year-old that has to be told that he has to eat his vegetables because I will eat my least favorite thing that's on the plate. That's what I'll eat first.
Right.
And my favorite thing on the plate, that's the last thing I'll eat.
Right. And now I have gotten a little better about food touching. I am a little bit better about it. But there's certain foods that in my mind still should not be in the same, like they should not be together. You should never put them together. So those are hard for me. Now, like if I have sweet potatoes, mashed sweet potatoes on my plate, right? And they touch my other veggies, like if they touch my Brussels sprout, fine, whatever. I don't care.
Sure.
At one point in time though, that I wouldn't have eaten that Brussels sprout or I would have wiped off the sweet potato.
Because
like not
it's
even joking.
Tainted the taste. Yes, of that other food.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Meat is a really big one for me. I don't want my meat to touch anything else on my plate. Like if I'm having, if I go out and you buy me a steak, why would I want my steak to touch everything else on my plate?
Because, yeah, exactly. Right, you want it to taste like steak. You don't want it to taste. The only thing I don't get is the whole, you got your peanut butter in my chocolate. You got your chocolate in my peanut butter.
What
are you talking about? A Reese's
mixed.
Peanut butter cup. That's
those things in life should be mixed. Yeah. There are certain things that I truly believe are okay being mixed. Other things I'm like, no, they should not touch each other. They should taste like what they're going to. And I don't want, you know, Thanksgiving is a perfect example as well. You know, I always make some sort of fruit salad, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want that touching my savory food because I don't like the taste of savory, like sweet mashed potatoes. I don't want my mashed potatoes to taste sweet. I don't want them to taste like the juice from the fruit. I want them to taste like mashed potatoes. It's a real thing, people.
Well, now let me ask you this, and let's talk about before you had to be gluten-free, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about, so you like peanut butter, right?
Sure. I love peanut butter. I love peanut butter.
Do you like jelly?
Yes, like it depends on the jelly.
Grape jelly. Yes. Grape jelly?
I like jam better than any jellies. Jam spreads better. I don't like loppy jelly.
So do you remember Goober jelly?
Yeah, that was fine because it was peanut butter and jelly together. Right. That makes sense. Those are things that go together.
Right. They totally go together. Yep.
But yeah, but no, I mean, there's certain things that just should not touch. Like this weekend when we were eating out in the Twin Cities. Now, Corey was actually shocked, okay? This is something that I would have never done. We went into this amazing restaurant, and I blew the entire fast this weekend to the point where I had to start over today. Because I did. Yeah. I ate some amazing food, like really healthy, good food, though. So we go into this amazing restaurant, and they have wood-fired pizzas, right? But they call them the less-calorie wood-fired pizza because what they do, and they're cauliflower crust. You can get cauliflower crust, which I did. It was a fig jam and pear pizza, which was with goat cheese on it. Absolutely the most amazing thing I've ever eaten in my life. But they put a hole in the center of the pizza because it was a good like 14-inch pizza. So they cut out a perfectly center hole and then put your salad in the center of it, whether it's Greek or Caesar, no matter what you want. So you don't have as much pizza and then you're eating salad as well. And Corey was actually shocked because he's like, you are going to allow your salad to touch the goat cheese and the fig jam. And so as he's watching me and we're out eating with our friends, and Kim, the wife of our, you know, the female quotient of our couple friends, she got the same thing I did. He's watching me because I'm scraping off the lettuce that got onto and then setting that to the side because I'm not going to eat warm lettuce. I mean, hello, disgusting.
That's gross. Yeah.
Right. And I don't want it touching my goat cheese because I want the goat cheese back on my pizza. So I actually ate all my salad, but then I went through each piece and scraped off the black olives and the lettuce that was touching my pizza and put those on a little plate over to the side because I don't want to eat warm lettuce on top of my pizza. Yeah. This was not a taco pizza. It was a fig jam and pear pizza with goat cheese. So, I mean, but he was shocked. He's like, I can't believe you actually just ate that all touching together. But it was delicious. It was delicious. It was absolutely amazing. And I know fig jam and pear pizza, I was a little skeptical as well until the waitress told me you absolutely have to try it. It was,
it's shocking, isn't it? I mean, sometimes you hear about food combos that in your mind, no way this is going to work at all. And then you taste it and it's delicious.
And the cauliflower crust was so good. It was so well cooked and it was thinner. It wasn't like overly thick. It was an amazing, amazing pizza. And I was so excited to have it, but it was absolutely delicious. But yes, I did eat the salad that was in the middle of the warm pizza, which is not a combination I would normally do, but I did
progress,
it. I did it.
Progress.
I know. I was very proud of myself. He was actually very proud of me too. It's sad that when at 45 years old my husband has to say, I'm proud of you, look at you eat all of your food on your plate and mix it together. It's a sad moment in life.
Because I'm sure he has no weird food things at all. Probably.
You know, honestly, I will be dead honest. He really, that's the one thing I can't say about him. He is actually pretty good and will eat most things. Now, mind you, he grew up with a stepmom who made hamburger helper without the hamburger. So it was just helper, apparently. And they did a lot of commodity cheese and things like that because she refused to spend the money on real food for the three boys in the house. So at this point in life, I mean, if it's real ingredients, my husband's like, more power to you. Let's go. Pigs in the blanket might be the craziest thing that he eats, and that's only because I find it absolutely disgusting. It's hot dogs, it's croissant, Pillsbury croissants, and
really
American
cheese.
It's not
that weird.
It's not. It's really not. I just find it really gross and sodium laced. That's it. But he loves it, so I'll throw him a bone every now and then. But honestly, I can honestly say, with all of his quirks with documentaries and all of that kind of stuff, when it comes to food, I mean, he'll pretty much figure out something anywhere you take him. So I do appreciate that. It's actually my stuff now that hinders our process of eating, because he'll say to me, if he's not hungry but he knows we need to eat within the next hour or so, he'll be like, you need to start looking for a place to eat, like that somewhere that you can get something
start
to eat.
So about it.
I do appreciate that. It was like the other night after the comedy show, it was late. I mean, that thing didn't get over with until 10 o'clock, so we had to find a diner somewhere, you know. And so he was able to find some French toast, and I was able to get like some delicious avocado toast on gluten-free bread, so we made it work.
Win-win.
So, Yeah, exactly. So sometimes you just got to compromise, I guess. Taking a look at the forecast right now, it's going to be gorgeous today. Partly cloudy, 44 for a high, down to 27 tonight. Then if you think today is going to be nice, my goodness, wait until tomorrow and Wednesday. Lots of sun, 51 tomorrow, 54 on Wednesday. Right now, it is 20.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to you, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors. Now, more about your public health department.
Public Health Sauk County aims to make Sauk County a place where all who live, work, and visit here can thrive. We do this through a number of programs, services, and initiatives. For example, our environmental health staff make sure your water and food are safe to consume. Our nurses support young families with home visits, and our community health team is working to prevent the use of alcohol and tobacco among our youth. These are just a few of the ways in which we work to make Sauk County a healthy place for everyone. In the coming weeks, you will have an opportunity to share your thoughts about the health of Sauk County. Public Health, in partnership with the Ho-Chunk Nation and area hospitals, will be conducting a community survey to hear from you about what is working well and what needs improvement. Stay tuned to hear more about Public Health Sauk County and how you can contribute to the health of your community.
This has been the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors. Slama's Lawn and Sport salutes Reedsburg FFA students during National FFA Week. Located at 2160 East Main Street, Slama's Lawn and Sport is your local John Deere dealer. Check out the new and used equipment for sale at Slama's Lawn and Sport of Reedsburg.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Something's bugging, something ain't right. My best friend told me what you did last night. Left me sleeping.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm Maddie Jones, and here is John Cafferty.
Max FM. Good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7.
Best rock, man.
Max FM.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl? And there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. Shadows fall, I pass a small cafe where can't help.
The Bare Naked Ladies are on Max FM.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. But it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. Summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss, I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kampfer's got the mad hits, you try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick out like a stinking ache and shake out like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral, can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. Have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you've forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. The Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. K, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral, can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
When doves cry, there is Prince. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you're having a great Monday. I know Mondays can be a little fickle and weekend time is so much better, but just like every week, we'll persevere and get through, right? It's what we have to do as adults. Now, if you happen to be a cat owner, you're going to find this pretty interesting because 44% of you think that it's easier to compromise with your cat than it is another person, at least according to a PetSafe survey of 2,000 feline lovers. 44% of people in this survey have left a relationship due to a lack of compromise, while 54% are working on how to compromise better. Those who live with someone else have disagreements over household chores about every 4 days. Yep. Been there, done that. 27% don't mind doing laundry or washing dishes. They are definitely in the minority. But 44% despise cleaning the bathroom. I would rather do that than fold laundry and put it away. I have to be honest. 40% don't like emptying the litter box. Makes total sense. According to researchers, in a world where it's difficult to negotiate with all of those different people around us, we should have a peace of mind about the products that we bring into our home, consume, and use for our pets. Obviously, PetSafe wants to make sure that we're doing our due diligence and buying their products. But it does make sense. I mean, even though cats don't want humans to be in this world and they just want to officially take over, because that's what I believe, it does make sense that they'd be a little easier to just kind of move around and negotiate with than an actual human being, right? I mean, cats really do sometimes love us, for just even if it's just for a short moment in time. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like things are going to be very nice over the course of the next couple of days. We'll tell you more about that next here on Max FM.
Compeer Financial, a long-standing partner with FFA at both local and state levels, is proud to recognize and celebrate Sauk Prairie FFA members during National FFA Week. Connect with your local Compeer Financial team by calling 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells. Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10 here throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, sunshine, 51. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 54. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
99.7 Max FM.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your
Turn
eyes.
Around. Bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Talk about some beginner's luck. A guy in Michigan bought his first ever lottery ticket, won $500,000. It was a $5 scratcher. He didn't even know how to do it. He needed his parents to show him how it actually worked. He just claimed the prize on what happened to be his 21st birthday. He's planning to pay off all of his student loans and then save the rest. A nice, practical, frugal young man. I want some of his luck. I never win anything, not even another scratch ticket. It's David Bowie and Queen now.
Slashed and torn.
Why?
shop.
'80s, '90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
What it takes, there is Aerosmith, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We are getting ready for another 50-minute music hour because we all know good music takes you through your workday, especially needed on a Monday. Not enough coffee in the world for a Monday, is there? Coming up, we've got The Clash, also Robert Palmer on the way, Eddie Money as well. We get things started next with Tears for Fears. Finn is also in to take you through your midday right here on 99.7 Max FM. Have a fantastic day. Enjoy the beautiful weather. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events.
They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Mid-State Equipment of Prairie du Sac, your full-line John Deere dealer, supports Sauk Prairie FFA students as they gain knowledge and leadership skills through agriculture education. Mid-State Equipment on U.S. 12 in Prairie du Sac offers an extensive inventory of both new and used agriculture equipment, lawn and garden products, ATVs, UTVs, and more. MidStateEquipment.com.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Maximum hits.
Thank you.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Like I always say, it's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander. Irish sailor.
Sheila, you know I want to be the only one.